Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a full house, packed auditorium. Great service here, and Lord met with us, spoke to our hearts, and decisions were made for Christ, and we're so grateful for the great spirit that was here yesterday and for God's people being faithful and in their place. And a great day in our Spanish church as well. God is working and moving there. And we're so grateful for the great job that Pastor Adon and his wife Yesenia are doing there and the many faithful people they have going on in the Spanish work here at Bible Baptist Church. And I hope you had a great Sunday where you were and that you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor and that God met with you and spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed as we head out now into another work week. And I want to talk to you a little bit about some principles of faithfulness. 2 Chronicles chapter 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, where the Bible says, "And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have war." Then Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in a prison house. And he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. George Mueller said, "Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There's no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends." And so we want to talk a little bit about principles of faithfulness. What a great verse, verse 9 is, of 2 Chronicles chapter 16. "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." You see, the Lord is searching for faithful people. God is seeking those who realize that faith begins where their power ends. Those who realize that God's bigger than man's limited wisdom. People who walk in obedience to God. There's a direct relationship here between faith and obedience. Alexander McLaren said, "Unbelief is the mother of all disobedience. Faith is voluntary submission to God. And if faith is not exercised, it lies in the pride of independence. The pride that says, who's Lord over us? Why should I have to depend on Jesus Christ?" As faith is obedience and submission, faith will breed obedience, but unbelief will lead to rebellion. In other words, the less somebody trusts, the more they disobey. And the more they disobey, the less they trust. So I want to talk a little bit today and probably carry it over to tomorrow, that if we're walking in disobedience to God, it's a faith problem. And we're trusting in ourselves, or we're trusting in man's help, as Asa did here, rather than rely upon God. You see, God really wants to show that he's strong on our behalf, that God wants to work in us and through us. But it'll only work in and through those who are obedient and faithful. Let me give you several thoughts here. Principles of faithfulness. Number one, relying on people will lead to defeat. In order to understand what's happening here in this passage, you need to look back at verses 1 through 6. And the Bible says, "In the 6th and 30th reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah." Asa's king of Judah. "And he built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go in or out, or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, There's a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go, break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened to King Asa, and he sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they smote Ajon and Dan and Abel-Maim and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building at Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. See, during this time period, understand, Israel's the northern kingdom, Judah is the southern kingdom. And King Baasha from Israel, the northern kingdom, was building a city called Ramah, R-A-M-A-H. That was in order to stand guard against both travel and trade going and coming in or going out of Judah. That's the southern kingdom. In other words, he's basically wanting to cut Judah off from the outside world and strangle its economy. Now, King Asa is over Judah, and so he responds by seeking help from Ben-Hadad, who's the king of Syria. And so Asa sends him all kinds of silver and gold and treasures out of the house of the Lord and out of his own house, and he sends it to King Ben-Hadad of Syria. Now, they dwelt in Damascus up in the north, and so they go ahead and attack Israel. And so much so that Baasha has to leave off building Ramah and go fight the Syrians. And then Judah come in and dismantled Ramah and used the materials, the building materials, to construct two cities of their own. Now, Asa, obviously some personal sacrifice here, offering some of his treasure. But the key here is he took treasure from the Lord's house. Now, Hanani, the seer or the prophet, was chastising Asa for turning to a human for help instead of seeking assistance from the Lord. And then Asa offering money and treasure from the Lord's house to pay for that human support. Asa demonstrated his lack of faith in God protecting him by offering something to the god, small g, of this pagan nation. Now, some of us have to look at Asa's response and think, well, what's wrong with what he did? He sought help from somebody else. Aren't we successful when we network with other people and work together with problem solving? Oh, listen, I once was told by somebody that we're only one relationship away from the Lord opening a door of opportunity for us. Well, that may be true. But and I'm not against building some relationships and are relying at times on people for help. We're to bear one another's burdens. So seeking help from others, I'm not saying, is entirely bad. And God certainly will use and work through others to help us and sometimes use us to help others. Henry Blackaby says that one of the vehicles through which God speaks to his people is through his church, the collective gathering of God's people. So we being many are one body in Christ and everyone members one of another, Romans 12:5. So we're interlinked, and so we lean on each other for support and guidance and encouragement in the Christian walk. I'm not saying, again, that every time you seek help from a human being, it's wrong. No, but it becomes wrong when we lean more on that human advice and assistance than what God tells us in his word. For Asa, the word of the Lord came from the prophet Hanani. And we know that our word comes from the word of God. Proverbs 16:25 says, There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So you can't rely completely on human advice, and certainly not from unbelievers. So I don't idolize the help of man above the assistance of God. Now you think back to 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 2, and by the Spirit of God, the prophet Azariah told Asa this. He went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. And now Hanani comes to Asa and says, Because you've relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. And when Hanani said, The army of Syria has escaped out of your hand, what do you mean? He meant that if Asa had trusted in God for his help, God not only would have defended him against Baasha of Israel, but he would have delivered Syria into his hand also. And because of Asa's actions, Syria would not be taken. Not only that, but Judah would suffer from Syria for many, many years down the road. Later on, many years under King Joash's reign. This is over in 2 Chronicles 24, verse 23. It came to pass at the end of the year that the host of Syria came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the princes of the people from all the people, and sent all the spoil of them unto the king of Damascus. In his own lifetime, Asa didn't see exactly how Syria would escape him, but the successive generations saw it. You see, not relying on the Lord is simply walking in disobedience. And his act, Asa's act of disobedience, set a precedent of disobedience among successive generations that would ultimately lead to defeat and bondage. Be careful. Be careful. Our response to God can set in motion a terrible chain of events for generations to come. I'm saying just relying on people and not relying on God will lead to defeat. But let me give you a second principle. Relying on God will lead to victory. Well, if just relying on people will give me defeat, certainly, then relying on God will bring the victory. What Hanani was referring when he mentioned the Ethiopians and the Lubims in verses 8 and 9. You go back to 2 Chronicles 14. The Ethiopians had a huge advantage over Judah. Their army was twice the size, and they had numerous chariots to top it off. But Asa responded to this situation differently than he did with Baasha. In verse number 11 of 2 Chronicles 14, Asa acknowledged the Lord as his source of strength. And he specified, "Let not man prevail against you." And he's showing that, God, you're more powerful than man. Man can't defeat you. You have to wonder, in those years between those two events, what changed his heart? Because the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 14, "So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled." Now that Ethiopian army was enormous. Yet God plundered those people because Asa sought the Lord first and foremost. Relying on God will always lead to victory. The Lord desires to fight for us. There's another good example in 2 Chronicles 20. Moab and Ammon came against Judah and Jehoshaphat, and the scripture records Jehoshaphat's response. Jehoshaphat and all Judah responded by worshiping God. And in worship, their entire focus and their entire hope was in the Lord. And so instead of fearfully and reluctantly walking into battle, Judah marched confidently ahead while singing praises to God. And the Bible says when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. When we rely on God over human ingenuity, over our own selves, and our confidence is only in Him, then the Lord will fight our battles, and He'll win for us. Remember, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Perfect towards Him. Hey, our time is up for today. We better pick this up tomorrow, okay? Will you come back tomorrow, and we'll finish up these principles of faithfulness to God from 2 Chronicles chapter 16, and we glean some things here from Asa. All right? Have a great Monday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Maybe a shining light. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.